Welcome back to the Productivity Podcast, where I give you a daily productivity tip so you can get the most out of your time, your talent, and your ideas. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. In today's episode, we're giving you the definition of productivity, the equation to calculate it, and then how to think about it as it relates to measuring your productivity, because it's not quite as cut and dry as the equation suggests. Productivity is defined as a measure of economic performance that compares the amount of goods and services produced with the amount of inputs used to produce those goods and services. Expressed as an equation, think of it as output divided by input equals productivity. All great in theory and really easy to compute if you're looking at a machine that, for instance, makes 1,000 widgets an hour, consumes 15 kilowatts of energy to do it, and had an initial cost of $100,000. But just how do you compute this as a human? Let's break this fraction down. Output is the value you create. Think of these as finished projects if you're in management, lines of code you wrote if you're an engineer, number of reports you produce if you're an analyst, number of products you put together if you assemble things, number of requests you can fill if you're in customer service, and the number of sales you convert if you're a salesperson. Inputs are things that cost you to get the output. For humans, it's generally three things: time, money, and in some cases, effort. Think of inputs as hours spent working, energy exerted, how much a company pays you per year, or how much it costs you to employ yourself. As you can see, there are a lot of different inputs and outputs you can put into the equation. The key is figuring out the best one for your position. A quick example. Say you're an author. You decide to measure your productivity on how many words you write a day. And for the sake of this example, say you can write 60,000 words a day. In theory, you're writing a book a day, and at first glance, the reaction is, that's incredible. But the reality of the situation is that writing the words doesn't get you to the real goal, which is producing a book that you can sell. With that in mind, you should be measuring how many finished books you can produce in, say, a year. Key here is to understand your end goal or the end goal of the position you're looking to measure and build the productivity equation from there. So ditch the one-size-fits-all productivity myths, experiment, track your results, and adjust as needed until you get to measuring the thing that truly gets you to your end goal, your move. Hey, real quick before you go, please remember to hit follow on your podcast player. You won't miss any episodes, and it helps support us bring you the show daily. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.